ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through his servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at theseedsowersministry18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
The first message tonight is when ye pray. Let us pray. Our dear Father in heaven, we ask you tonight. I am relying completely on you, believing you, that this conference will not be mere. This time will not be mere, oh God. You will speak to us, cause my brethren and myself, our hearts to be open. Open to learn. As we look at our lives, as we look at our ministry, guide us, Lord. I'm just here, just trusting. We know you will help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is our strength. So we are going to be considering part one, when ye pray. Please, I beg of you, take down notes. We are not gathering because, okay, let's just do another conference. Mm-mm. It was an instruction to gather every first time of the year after our fasting so that we could gather together to learn and be trained in God's word and for the things ahead. And we're excited that people like our brother is joining us when ye pray. Now look at Matthew chapter 6. It's so amazing to look at the Bible and let's see how the Bible puts it. When ye pray. Matthew chapter 6. I want you to see, we're going to be functioning from King James, even though other translation may put it in other ways. King James translation. The Lord will help us. Matthew chapter 6, I'm reading from verse 5. Matthew chapter 6, I'm reading from verse 5. Are we all there? Are we all there? Before we talk about where to pray, how to pray, and some other things that surrounds prayer, I wanted to brush this away, but the Lord in mercy kept telling me, when ye pray. It's quite understandable to have our child there. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 5. Can somebody read for us?
When you pray, don't be like those shows off.
What version is that? King James. I want King James, please.
This, and when thou prayest,
thou shalt not be as the hypocrite are.
For they love to pray standing in the synagogue.
Yes.
And in the corner of the street.
Yes.
That they may be seen of men.
Okay.
Verily I said unto you, they have their reward.
All right.
But
is that all?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I was caught aback when the Lord said our first consideration should be when you pray. And I was shocked when I ran through the reference of my Bible and I saw every statement Jesus said was when ye pray. Not if you pray. If connotes a choice, conditional statement. But all Jesus specified is when. Connoting a certainty of this duty. Now, I don't know the question your own heart. I don't know what you have learned before in prayer. I don't know your understanding of prayer. I don't know how you cope your prayer life. But there's a reason why God is asking us to consider prayer. So that when you rise from this conference, you will rise with a new understanding. You will not just pray without knowing praying. And I'm trusting God that the few things he shared with me and the few things we are going to learn from servants of Christ will help us to be effective missionaries and ministers and Christians. When, not if. So, first of all, throw the idea away of I may pray and may not pray. It does not exist. I love a word I saw online. They asked Charles Spurgeon, which one is important out of prayer and the study of the word? Charles Spurgeon said, which one is important out of breathing in and breathing out? You know, those who rate prayer above the word, or as it were, those who rate the word above prayer, which part of breathing do you rate? When Peter spoke, he said, we will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. It's not rateable. So, first council rating. Now, listen, hallelujah. We are dealing with what's our final authority? The word of God. So, it's not a picture of what somebody presented outside. Are you following what I'm saying, please? Don't look at prayer from somebody's perspective. No. Don't look at prayer from somebody's practice. Please, can we look at prayer from the word of God? I'm believing God that not only will I have more understanding, but I will end up becoming a praying man. When ye pray. There's no if there. There's no, I don't feel like praying. There's nothing like that. You see, there are some things that when you delete from your head and delete from your heart, it helps you to know what to do and what not to do. It helps you to know certain things that you are glued to when ye pray. That was what Jesus said. That's the introductory statement. Not if, but when. Second, when you pray. The second thing we want to consider is, who is the you? Who is Jesus referring to as you? Now, by context and by understanding, he was doing a teaching. Are you with me now? From verse 1, that began from verse, you know, the teaching began from chapter 5. Hallelujah. From chapter 5. And we saw him that he saw the crowds and then he went to begin. So the teaching went from chapter 5. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. And crossed into chapter 6. So Jesus was doing a teaching and crowds were present. Are you with me? Those who wanted to listen to him. And he was teaching them something. But look, I love the emphasis. Hope you know to this once, when you pray, don't be like this. Is that not so? But to the disciples, he taught them kingdom praying. Are you following me? Yes. To this crowd, hope you know chapter 5, it was crowd. Amen. Amen. If you don't respond, it's not good. Chapter 5, can you look at chapter 5 verse 1? This teaching was for who? Who is reading it for me? Chapter 5 verse 1. He saw the multitudes.
He went up
to the mountain.
And
when he was set,
his disciples came unto him.
Uh-huh.
And he opened his mouth and he taught them.
And he taught them, yes.
Blessed are the poor in the spirit.
Uh-huh.
For theirs is the
kingdom. Now, we take note of something. This teaching was addressed to the crowd and the multitudes. Hallelujah. You know, when he said he saw the crowd, that means the crowd had come to him. But who went nearer?
Disciples.
So take note of the fact that the crowds came, but some people came nearer and he began to teach the beatitudes, the attitudes that is necessary for the kingdom. That teaching went on and went on and went on, and he came to this place and said, when ye pray. But take note that he still spoke here generally, as it were, but later on, there was a kingdom specifics of the kind of praying. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go back a little bit. When God made man, He didn't make him to pray. Let us make man in our image. I don't pray. If he's in my image, he can't pray. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, that he may pray, that he may worship, that he may sing. God never created man for worship, for singing, for prayer. Bible confirms in Revelation, he was made for his pleasure. All things were made for his pleasure. Are you following me? So, creation of man alone is what? It gives God what? That's why the language over Jesus is, in whom I am well pleased. Was Jesus singing?
No.
Now, please take note of this. He was not pleased in the fact of he prayed. No. That was not what he was pleased in. Take note. This is my beloved son, whose life, whose works please me. No. In whom it's not about things that surrounds him, it's about him himself. Now, that's just a sideways. When God made man, he didn't make him to pray. He made man essentially for communion. Communion is the very and the foremost reason or essence of God and man. Are you with me now? What but prayer is the fall of man. When we fail, we must pray. Can I ask you? Before redemption, were people praying? Before the redemption of the cross, were people praying? Yes. Jabez prayed. Esther prayed. So, since man fell, altar must be raised to connect back to God. Are you following me now?
Yes.
Now, please understand this. Since man fell, prayer was instituted. Incense raised unto God. That's when you now find out that. You see, listen. Lord, please, in mercy, help us. Is it that God is he likes meat? That's why they must offer burnt offering. Oh, are you with me?
Yes.
Now, have you heard of, and the Lord smelled a sweet smelling savour? Does that look like suya? Does that not look like suya? Oh, you are not following me. When the Bible says, and the Lord God, have you passed by suya people before?
Yes, sir.
When something is going, what do you smell? Do you know when the Bible says, and the Lord God smelled it, it looks as if God likes meat. Later, we now saw in Isaiah somewhere, now said, if I was hungry, I won't be asking you to kill it. Oh, you are not following me. If it's that it's meat that I like, and I like the smell of the fire of meat, I don't need to come to you before I ask them to make meat. You follow what I'm saying? So, what is the rearing of animals on altar for? Please, are we learning? I want us to understand. So, anytime you are praying, you know prayer. You know when you pray and you don't have answers, it pains somebody. Eh? You don't know you. I don't know about you. It gives me question. Why did I pray and you did not answer? So listen, please. The fall of man. They said the prayer. Now, since we fell, hope you know, even the redemption of the cross was not a total work. Listen, this. A total work at an instance, but it was a total work in progression. I will explain. If when Jesus died and rose from the dead, it was total in all its sense, there will be no need to expect rapture. As Jesus died on the cross,
yes.
Did he rose from the dead?
Yes.
Did he take away all sins?
Yes.
All infirmities?
Yes.
Does sin still tempt people?
Yes.
So, his work is completed, but in progression. And then you now have, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and the just shall live by faith, and we move from faith to faith. You see our progression based on what he did. Let me ask you, after Jesus Christ comes back the second time and then we are raptured, are we going to need faith again?
No.
Eh? No. Faith has an ending. Believing without seeing. Then, when it shall appear, we shall be like what? We will not need faith again. Faith has an end. Now, but between now and then, because of our fallen nature and what Christ came to do, our spirit, essentially, reconciled to God. Now, what is in our spirit will begin to train our soul and begin to train our body. That kind of progression, the Holy Spirit teaching us, the Holy Spirit helping us, that kind of level is still because of our fallen nature. Are you following me? Because of that, prayer is a necessity. I'm just making some fact in passing. Fast track a little bit. Backward a little bit. So, ever since man fell, who was the first set of people that we saw practically, the Bible said they were making prayer? Cain and Abel. Am I wrong? Adam and Eve must have prayed somewhere, but it was not recorded. You understand? So, we saw Cain and Abel. The next thing we saw is that somebody offered this, somebody offered this. And the next thing is that they accepted Cain's offering. I mean, Abel's offering, and they rejected Cain's offering. The first symbol in the Bible after the fall of prayer is what? Offering. Please, are you following? I want you to understand. Now, let me take your mind back quickly. Praise the Lord. Please, who confirm what I've just said? After the fall of man, what's the first explanation of prayer?
Offering.
Eh? Offering. Sacrifices. So, when God on the earth, are you with me, please? Anytime God wants to now connect with man after the fall, there has to be a sacrifice. Please take note. When you are praying, understand the context. Else, you will just be a noisemaker. Please understand. From now on, since man fell to clothing, an animal must die. Hope you know God had to kill an animal for him to be clothed.
Yes, sir.
When Cain and Abel now were called, for them to connect to God, what must happen? Something must be given as a sacrifice. Whether it's an animal or whether it's from plants, you must offer it as sacrifice. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So it is as, and from them, what do you notice? Everyone that will connect with God must build an altar of what? Sacrifice. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So, prayer. Now, if you fast track to Revelation, the Bible says angels were owing what? Vials. Bringing out saints. Which are what? Prayers of the saints. Do you confirm that?
Yes, sir.
And what does Revelation still bring out? An offering. A kind of burning incense. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
When you sacrifice, you release smoke and incense. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, do you note that the physical on earth, the physical representation of prayer is what we see as sacrifice, and it comes with a smoke. And we still saw that in Revelation, smoke, the product of a burning. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
The product of a burning that releases incense is what communicates that message that somebody is praying. They look symbolic. This is prayer. And Derek Prince made a statement, any serious Christian will say, no, sir. Derek Prince said, I always pray and I get all answers for my prayer. Do you understand that? If a man lived up to 85 something years and he tells you all my prayers, I receive answers. There must be a secret in you. If some of my prayers are answered and not all, there must be something I don't know. Now, please listen to me. Don't pray because you saw it on Facebook. Don't pray like... No. Excuse me. First of all, see what prayer is. Bring something. Cain brought what?
Plants.
Abel brought what? Did God say you brought plants? Because I like meat? What was the issue?
The best.
The best is what everybody brought according to their profession. Because some people will say, well, maybe God like meat. It's not about meat. God said he should bring what they have. And Kilolua's of again, what the Lord said to him? He said, if you are all right, if your heart is correct, I will not going to accept your offering. Now, is it just my heart speaking to God? No, not just my heart. Bring. Because what you are bringing, your heart will reflect in what you are bringing. Are you with me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. And please, notable instances. The instance where God came from heaven himself, and the first time we saw in the Bible, God said to a man, ask me what you want. Hope you know, other instance, a man will say, he wants this. Moses said, show me your glory. This one said this. But God came and said to a man, I want to hear from. That man did not say he wants something. It's God that said, ask me. Let me demonstrate myself. Please, what went up? Sacrifice and incense. That was prayer. Now listen, the same God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. Bible says something brought him down to a man. Something brought him down. What was that? Please go back to your Bible. The Bible says there was abundance of sacrifices of cattle as such as it could not be counted. It provoked God. Sacrifice. Lives being offered. Lives of animals. As God saw lavish release of sacrifice, he came down to give. Not that he came down to check. He came down to ask. Ask me. And when that one too now asked, he said, oh, you didn't. I told you, you didn't ask for all this. Now, I will do something that has never been done before. On the platform of what? Not on the platform of the animals. Because if I was hungry, I won't come and be asking you for it. Second, upon what ground did Abraham God an everlasting covenant so that in paradise he has his space? Isaac was placed on the water of what? Please understand prayer. Prayer is not regarding about. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's not that. You see, you know what, bro Joseph? I want to, from now, pray and have answers. We want to be a ministry that each time we pray, heaven listens.
Yes,
that's the issue. That's why we are here. That we raise a matter concerning Ondo, we know we have it. You understand that kind of thing? That's what we are dealing with. We are not dealing with a prayer warrior, a prayer giant. That's not, it's not name we are looking for. It's results.
Yes, sir.
Me, I want results. I don't just want method. So, when ye pray, who is the man that must pray? The man that is always weak. The man that is always needy. Because since the fall, we are not complete again. When are we going to be complete? Rapture. So it takes an once you are not complete, that's why Jesus said in Luke 18, men ought. And for me, I remember when I was meditating, once always. Always means in always. Meant out always in always. That's why I saw it. Always. Because always is always. Is that not so?
Yes,
I ought to pray in always. That's the way I saw it. When you say he always does it, I see it as in always. Whatever, in whatever form, this man, this is what he will always do. A continuous in always. Men ought always. Who is the man? The fallen man. Now, hope you know that when Jesus joined us in our fallen state, he also prayed.
Yes.
As the word, he did not pray. When he rose back from the dead, he went as a what? A man. Take notes. Jesus rose as what? He rose as a man. He rose as the resurrected man. And when he got to heaven, he is still interceding. You see that? You see that? When will he stop intercession? See Hebrews 7:25. He's able to save to the uttermost them that come to God through him, since he ever liveth to make intercession for them. When will his intercession stop? When we have all been raptured. When we stop being weak in our fallen state, he will stop praying. Now, please take note. Before he could go there to pray, what did he first establish? He first became a sacrifice also. Please, are you following me? Or listen, don't ever again see prayer without it's not prayer if it's not sacrifice. That's why they say present yourself as a what? You see, if you don't bring, and then I pray the Lord will teach us so that we can understand sacrifice. The first time you saw prayer instituted, you are talking about something on earth released through willingness and yieldedness. It's not sacrifice if it struggles. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know it's not sacrifice if it struggles? Eh? Yes, if something is struggling, is that a sacrifice? No. That's not a sacrifice. What makes it a sacrifice?
A willingness.
Now, in order for it not to struggle, what would they do? They will take out life from it. Oh, are you following this? In order for it to be a sacrifice, they must take life away from it. So that when fire comes on it, there's no... So on the platform of humility, surrenderedness, and willingness, that's the interpretation of sacrifice. Willingness, surrenderedness, and humility. That's the platform of sacrifice. Willing, surrenderedness, and humility. Now, please. Every sacrifice is a representation of humility, surrenderedness, and what?
Willingness.
That's why Jesus Christ on to the way to be sacrificed. Not as I will, but I will. Did you see that? Did you see the language of sacrifice? And as it says, not as I will, but I will be done, he surrendered. And Philippians 2 says he humbled himself even to the death of the cross. Are you with me?
Yes.
That's why they gave him a name that everybody must answer to. Sacrifice end in an authority. Are you with me now?
Yes.
Please, are you tracing these things together?
Yes,
when ye pray, when, not if. Ye, who is who? Me. Am I complete? No. Must you pray? Yes. Are you with me now?
Yes.
So there is no, I forgot to pray. You are proving strong. When you worry, it's a sign you are strong. I can think about it is worry. That's worry. How do we do this? Who are you referring to? You that you are weak and you are not complete. Can you truly do anything?
No, sir.
Oh, are you following me now?
Yes,
so to worry about it is to neglect prayer. Worry is opposite of prayer. Oh? Because to worry is a type of thinking that disturbs you because you have not yet found a solution to it. That's just why you worry. You say, how do we now do this thing now? Who is supposed to do it? You? No, you are not complete in the first place. Now, I'm running ahead. Now, this is the point. You saw and that went on. Such that in order to finally release the children of Israel from Egypt, there must be death of the Passover lamb. Are you with me now? And they were released out of captivity. Now, listen to this. Every time you are looking for deliverance on anything that you want to be free from, sacrifice is the answer. Hear that and hear it today. Anytime something blocks you that will not allow you to go, sacrifice is the answer. And it's on two grounds. One, the sacrifice of Jesus. That is the bearing of your prayers. You must lay your prayers on the bearing of his sacrifice. Second, you must be a sacrifice. Three, you must bring things as sacrifice. Are you hearing this? Oh Lord, you are not hearing again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are you hearing?
Yes, sir.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
When you pray. So now, Holy Spirit, please help us. I said, please help us.
Amen.
So, brother, you can be, oh, yes. Oh, Lord, answer me now. They are checking for what? Sacrifice. What incense are you releasing? That's what connotes prayer. Is he a sacrifice? Is he standing on the sacrifice of Jesus? What has he brought for sacrifice? Do you know mighty covenant that New Testament was built upon? Was built upon sacrifice. The covenant of redemption was built on the sacrifice of Isaac as the only son of Abraham. Yes or no? And God said, now that you know we told your son from me. Did he pray there? No, please. Was he saying, oh Lord, please, based on what I am doing, come and support. You see, I want you to understand prayer. You are not following me. This brother went and released his son, and God came and said, in blessing. You know, the Bible says God swore, and that's the highest thing God can do. Yes, you know, the highest thing God can do is to swear. Do you know if God swear, there is nothing in God that can make him change it?
Yes, sir.
Can I tell you this? Can I tell you this?
Yes, sir.
When God swear, please don't misunderstand. When God swear, there is no unintentional sin that you do that can make him change it. Oh Lord, you didn't see. I'm dealing with high thing. Did you hear what I said? Unintentional, not intentional. Deliberate sin is wrong. Deliberate sin shows that you insult him. Oh, are you following me? Are you following me? No, you hope you know this is not a chance to say go and sin.
You
understand? I'm saying there is no mistake that you make because you did not know, because of weakness. When God swear like David, you know, David carried a sworn blessing. Yes. And how we present it. Let's just go gradually. Please, Abraham gave birth to who?
Isaac
gave birth to who? Jacob. Jacob and Esau. So, please listen. Upon Abraham, because of what he did, Isaac carried it. Isaac, because he presented himself as a sacrifice, did he struggle for anything? Do you know that who did Isaac transfer that blessing to? Do you know Jacob? The way he did his life is not good at all.
Yes, sir.
Did God change his mind?
No.
Do you know God forced him to what he has sworn?
Yes, sir.
Do you know from him our Lord Jesus Christ came?
Yes,
started with who?
Abraham.
Please, when God swears to a man, do you know what God will do? God will guide him into his holiness. If he runs, he draws him back. Do you know the key of David? He himself was always the what? Sacrifice. That's why David's own was quite serious. You know, we just knew that Jesse gave birth to him. And we saw his life from the beginning that he's always sacrificing himself. They put him inside the bush. He was killing a lion and bear. He was giving the glory to God. His life from day one was sacrificial. Let me ask you, who said, I will not give to the Lord that which does not cost me anything? David. If it's to God, me, I will not release anything that does not cost me. So that already tells you that what kind of life was David living all through his life? The life of sacrifice. Let me ask you. Please, is a matured man that can follow this teaching? No? Let me ask you. Out of Saul's sin and David's sin, which one is great?
David.
David. What was it that made David want the heart of God? When they told him you are the sinner, what did he do? Heart of humility, surrenderedness, willingness. Did Saul fall down?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, this answer for when you make mistake, what is it that moves God? Willingness, surrenderedness, humility. He restores you. And when God restores, he's not restoring you so you can go back. No. That's not what we are dealing with. We are dealing with something in God. He said a broken spirit and a contrite heart, I can't look away from it. Let me ask you a question. Did Abraham walk with God?
Yes.
Eh? Did he obey God by sleeping with Hagar?
No.
Did God change his mind?
No.
Are you with me? Understand that there's something that God looks at in you that makes him to say, as far as you are concerned, you will not go wrong. I will hold you till what I said concerning you will happen. Are you with me?
Yes,
what now happens to the man that did not go wrong but kept on being contrite and humble? Eh? Hope you know, because David made mistake. Hope you know he was punished for it and he's still being punished for it. Are you hearing me? But what now happened to the one that followed him all through, like Enoch? He will be raptured from the earth. Now, I understand that there's a man that even if he is lost, he will find him. He will punish him, but he will find him. But there's a man that if he continues to be a sacrifice, the glory he will carry will be greater than that one that ran away, that was lost, that he had to find. Are you following me? Now, I'm bringing you something to understand when the Bible says, when ye pray, sacrifice. When Isaac landed on that altar, any struggle? Was he dead? Was he dead?
No.
Did he struggle?
No.
That's what makes Isaac a type of Christ. As far as God is concerned, Isaac was the only son of Abraham. Notice the Bible says, take down thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest.
Yes.
So, you see, that's another thing. When something is what you love and cherish, and you do what? Now, you see, prayer is effective when it's on that platform. For example, if I love sleep and I choose to pray, what am I operating by? Understand? We are rushing ahead. But understand sacrifice. Prayer in the sight of God, the incense of the saint, is on the platform of what?
Sacrifice.
Now, convenience has nothing to do with prayer. Oh Lord, are you following what I'm saying? If it's convenient, it's not prayer. If it's convenient, it's not talking to God. It does not have any relationship to do with God. It has to be what? A sacrifice for it to command attention from heaven. Why? The fall of man. All right. I hope we have reached a point. Are we confused? Eh? Okay, I need to balance that part because I wanted you to understand that there's something in God that I remember when I was asked a question. I said, "Who? You know, there was a time the Bible says David counted the people.
Yes.
Who did God punish?
The people.
Even David went and said, I'm the one that what? Oh, you are not with me, Nee. We are dealing with Bible here. God, David said, I'm the one who said they should count them.
Yes.
Leave them. Did God leave them?
Yeah.
Until a sacrifice was made. Hope you know the plague did not stop. I can take you to scripture. Every time God responds by stopping a plague, a judgment, there has to be a sacrifice. That's the language of the earth since the fall. Even Lucifer to respond to his own. Remove convenience from your Christian work. If you want to command attention. Remove convenience. So each time you are in ministry to be comfortable, your prayer will not pass the ceiling. Because you have a wrong heart. Did we get that balance? Now, please, let me balance it because I'm strong on holiness. You know that. You know that as your brother. For every mistake David made, thank God for mercy. But is David's generation still suffering till now?
Yes.
So don't think God pardons iniquity. As it were to say, don't worry. No, that's not God. He will punish. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I'm saying that man, did he abandon him?
No.
No. So what is the lesson there? Whenever a man make mistake, he should quickly do what? Run. That's the lesson I'm bringing. Hope you know Satan likes to kill you in your mistake. That's the point. Are you following what I'm saying? No, don't let him finish you. Run back on the platform of what? Sacrifice. There's something. What finished the devil? Sacrifice. What can devil not stop after it has occurred? Sacrifice. You are not hearing me. What can the devil not overpower when it has happened? Sacrifice. Let me ask you. There are spirits that were stopping people's prayer. Did they stop Solomon's prayer? Where are all the demons? It was himself that stopped the plan of God for his life. I wish David did, Solomon did not have that nonsense attitude. What do you think would have happened? He wasted divine visitation. He got divine visitation, but he could not sustain it. Because he offered sacrifice, but he himself was not worth it. He sacrificed. You see how he can sustain it. When you pray, Bro Gwenga, are you a man? Yes. Complete? No. You need a BS. Then what?
Pray.
How? Always. So the idea of I want to go and pray long, they say always. On the road,
pray.
Sitting down, separate time to pray. You see, always, retreat, pray. Long, pray. Short, pray. Just what?
Pray.
Why? You are needy. You don't have need. I have. You are complete. No, I'm not. I have all the wisdom. I've studied the word of God. I've been in ministry for a long time. Hey, arrogance. When, so as we want to, anytime you want to pray, do you understand prayer? This is the first thing, excuse me, after the flood. What made God to say, I won't use flood again? Did they ask him to stop bringing flood? Oh, Lord Jesus. Are you following me? When that brother offered sacrifice, did God say offer sacrifice? No, open your Bible. Did God say, let's check. Maybe God said so. It's possible God said so. Genesis chapter 6, I guess. Or chapter 10. Go out of the ark.
Thou and thy wife.
That's the Lord said thing to Noah. Yes.
And thy sons.
Yes.
And thy sons wife with thee.
Yes.
Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee.
He says you bring out everything that is there. Yes.
Of all flesh. Both of fowl,
uh-huh.
Of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth,
uh-huh.
That they may breed abundantly in the earth,
uh-huh.
And be fruitful,
uh-huh.
And multiply upon the earth.
What verse are you now? Verse 17. Verse 18.
And Noah went out. And his sons,
he went out with his wife and sons.
And his sons' wife.
Uh-huh.
Every beast.
He brought out every animal.
Every creeping thing.
That moves upon the surface of the earth.
Fowl,
yes.
Whatsoever creepeth upon the earth. After their kind, went forth out of the earth.
When Noah moved out, yes.
And Noah built an altar
unto the Lord. Noah built an altar
unto the Lord.
Yes.
And took of every clean
beast. He took every clean animal.
And of every clean fowl.
Every clean fowl.
And offered burnt offering.
Because the Lord told him so.
On the altar.
Because the Lord told him so. I said because the Lord told him so. Read on.
And the Lord smelled a sweet savour.
Ah. Go on.
And the Lord said in his heart.
He said. Where?
In his heart.
That what?
I will not again cause the ground.
Anymore. Did Noah tell him to say that? What made him to say that? Because the Lord commanded Noah to give an animal. Talk to me now. A man took of those animals and offered their lives. And as the incense of life was going up, God said, flood will not happen here again. Now, excuse me, did he get answer to prayer? So you see the question now. You see, he prayed, but he didn't have a request.
It's a practical prayer.
He prayed, But it's not a prayer. You see, you don't know that you can pray without having requests, and you still get answer. Oh, that looks like what is he talking about? No, we've shown it in the scriptures. You see, prayer is connecting and communing, not necessarily a request. You see, sometimes we think that until there's a request, we have not prayed. Out of all that you saved from the flood, we offer this to you. And what did he offer? Life. Life. And he set fire. When the Lord God smelled, what God smelled was sacred. Is somebody pounding yam in heaven so that as God they were doing meat on it, God will match it up with a goosey? Is that what the Bible was saying? No. Please, each time you remember this, be remembering God say, if I was hungry, I won't come and tell you to do it. Is it bad to make them in their millions and then ask some to be transported to heaven and they are slaughtered and then God had a great feast in heaven with 24 elders? God is not looking for meat. Do you know before you can offer life, there's something about your heart? Eh? How many of you even feel bad when you are killing your chicken? It's your chicken, no? Do you know in killing that chicken? For anyone who has heart, not wicked people. Killing an animal, it touches you. That is, yeah, sorry. We just have to kill you. Offering of life is prayer. Now, imagine. Let me ask you a question. Paradise cover. A man offer animals and God said, God made an eternal covenant by swearing, I will not again. So let me ask you. God now brought out a what? Rainbow to do what? As a token. So each time and barrenness. Each time now God wants to destroy the earth with flood. If rainbow comes out, what did God remember? Based on what? So sacrifice don't die and they don't expire. Oh Lord Jesus. Are you hearing these things? Oh. Sacrifice, they don't expire in the sight of God. In fact, the sacrifice, man, the sacrifice, of your fathers, can still be affecting you. If they offer it to strange idols, are you with me?
Yes,
sacrifice, don't die. Do you remember in the book of Revelation, they said the blood of those who have been killed for the sake of the gospel, it will still cease speaking. The blood of Abel, after they have killed it, is still what? Sacrifice don't die. So prayers don't die. There's nothing like it's not, maybe God will not answer. If it's prayer, out of sacrifice, God is committed. He can't do it. To do it is to ignore his principle. That's why till tomorrow morning, what Christ did is higher than all other sacrifices. Do you see that is where wrong people who go to the excess of teaching of grace, you see where they come from? That whosoever believeth in him should not what?
Perish.
He can't perish. It's on the principle of what? Now, the only problem is if you understand that sacrifice, according to the teaching of the gospel, his sacrifice makes you a sacrifice. And he that was sacrificed for you is clean and holy. So you that must be a kind of sacrifice like him must be what? So that's where they miss it. Are you getting the balance now? It's not just sacrifice that will not make you a sacrifice. Listen, any prayer you are praying, draw the sacrifice into it. Oh, listen, I'm telling you something that I'm begging you to start practicing. Prayer is because we are needy. So, brother, how needy are you? That's how much you should pray. You see, you know why? You know what makes you spend time in prayer? It's your neediness. Oh, Lord, you didn't get me. Oh, you didn't get it. Let me ask you. How much should I stay married? How long should I be married? Why is it forever? As long as I want, I'm in need. Because they call it what? Help meet. You don't need help when you don't have a need. Don't propose. Amen, somebody. Okay, I can talk to you. Don't propose until there's a need. Okay, this is not marriage seminar. Brother Joseph, you must start asking God, show me how needy I am so I can know the worth of this person. You see that? Let's just rush forward. If somebody is your help, do you scatter your help? No. Do you defile your help? No. Who will suffer?
You.
You see the reason why we don't go into fornication? Amen. How needy I am is how much I will pray. Now, listen. If I need help and the help has not come, what should I still be doing? Be there. When you understand the need, listen, I remember that what will make me to pray and be a man of prayer is the baptism of my personal need and the need of others. Do you know why you still long intercession? The need of that thing, it has overwhelmed you. So, we don't measure time in prayer for anything. It's the need. Oh, Lord. May I not recover that I'm needy? Because the day I recover from my neediness, my prayer life will die. Oh, Lord Jesus. Are you with me? Oh? If they say Statoin is still there, they say she's still there. They say, where's your wife now? They say she's still praying. There's something that she say, God, this family, we need it. Oh, you are not with me now. So, she will be there. If she come out and do something, her heart can't leave praying. Even if she wants to sleep, she now discover that, but we still need it. Oh, you are not with me now. It is the neediness that makes you prayerful. It is less of the understanding of the need that makes you prayerless. Prayerless simply means less of prayer because it's less of your understanding of your need. Oh Lord, are you following this?
Yes,
it's not boasting to Zipporah and say, Akondiashkapa. No, there's nothing like that. All those ones, you see, I speak with you with all humility. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. I speak to you with all the humility. You don't demonstrate prayer outside. All right, let's move on. Are we on a page? Are we on the same page? Oh Lord, help my heart to be needy. Let me see how useless I am without you. Oh Jesus, you are not with me. You are not following me. Let me ask you a question. Do you know I observed something about my daughter when we're in the lorry, and even here, if I go like this, she's following me. And you will soon see your daughter too, Tioluwani. By the time you go here, it's as if without you. Do you know sometimes God rebukes me? I will shout, go back, Ijare, following somebody like show. The Lord will say, you see, you are missing a revelation. I'm using that girl to teach you what you should do to me. Hey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you tired?
Yes,
listen, I'm going to repeat it. I'm repeating it for your sake. Each time, Bro Joseph, are you here, sir? Each time, and it's usual, you'll be following me about. Do you know, I observe one day, if I change direction on the road, she changes. So that's it. See that, you know, sometimes in the course of changing, I will collide with her. When I call, I said, go and sit down somewhere, Jare, and then she will just be looking at me like this. You know, God is telling me that I'm using this girl to teach you. She's simply saying, you are my daddy, you are my source. Where you go,
I go.
I am depending on you. How long will she be keep following me about? Does she measure that? I follow my daddy about today for 2 hours. Does she measure that? What is this measurement of prayer? Get it. Get this. You know, the day you start measuring, did I pray for 2 hours? You start getting sick of prayer. Because your focus is on prayer, not the need. It's need that makes praying, praying. Luke 18:1. A woman kept coming. Oh, Lord. Are you following you?
Yes,
you remember Luke chapter 18?
Yes,
what happened, please? Share with me.
She kept coming.
Why? Is there a measurement of that? I went to the judge today 500 times. Hallelujah. We spoke for about 9 hours. Is that the issue? What's the issue? Avenge me of this thing. That's what makes prayer long. Are you following me?
Yes,
so, see, let me tell you something. When I ask you for something and you do it now, and I say, I still want to be there. No, you have done it.
Yeah.
We should look for another what? Another need. Should I brag myself and say, though you have done it, I just want to be there. To mark what? That I did 21. As far as Daniel was concerned, there was a 21 days fasting. Please, if they didn't answer that on the 21 day, what will happen to that fasting?
Continue.
So you can see a man do 90 days fasting. Why? Need, need. Oh, you know why you'll be a fasting man, a praying man? The awareness of your need has blocked you. They say, brother, sir, there's nothing. If he has not helped me, I am helpless. So, that's effectual. Why was Elijah praying? There must be rain. Go and check it. Go and check. See, there's a need that makes a man a praying man. Do you follow this?
Yes.
From today, when I meet Brefe and he said, Brefe said, Baba, I'm still praying. I don't even know how many hours I spent today because this thing is what? It's not yet. If I want to intercede now for my wife on something, as far as that need is a need, what happened to every time I cease to pray? I will what? I will pray. No wonder is a careless pastor who sees need of his people and does not pray. Heaven disqualifies him. Say this one. This one. A missionary is disqualified when you are in a field and you find out that everybody is under the rulership of darkness. And you try pursue young people, they will not be pursued. Please, what do you think is the answer? We are needy here, Lord. We are needy here. So how many months will you use to pray? As far as that need is still staring at your face, what must you be doing?
Praying.
It's arrogance to say, I don't have a need. God say, So you are not part of the fallen man. We are on a journey. It's rapture that will complete you. You are completing him spiritually, and then you have been made to sit there in the heavenly place, but you are still here, so we are perfecting you. So because we are perfecting you, what must you do? So excuse me, if I'm going to put it in the Yoruba language of what I said my daughter did, you must be following God about show. That's what we call it in Yoruba. You know, when they say, tell me show means that if I go, she will. That's what they call show. So how must you do to God? A show. They say, brother, come, no, I can't, because without God, I am nothing. Let me ask you. There is no man that depends on God that God lets down. It has never happened. It has never happened. And it will not happen. In fact, it will not happen ever. He said they look unto him and their faces were lightened and they were not confounded. They that put their trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which shall not. Let the devil rise from hell. God said, that boy, trust me, forget it. Is hanging on me. Listen to me. When ye pray. this takes me to the second phase. Are you learning? So I understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When ye pray, he now said, don't be like the hypocrite. That's the second matter. Please, before we pray. I'm praying that the Lord will be faithful to us.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I want you to do something. Respond first. to that. I don't want our sisters to miss this part. Respond that. Okay, you are there. I want to wait for her. I want you to respond first in prayer and say, Lord, open my eyes to my needs. Mighty name, we have prayed. Let's close it. Listen to me. The way you are praying, there's something that has not entered your heart. Let me ask you. I will ask Zipporah. The day we asked you to lead prayer concerning the north, if you remember that, Kede, how were you screaming? You see, let me ask you. If they call a prayer meeting in northern Nigeria, how do they pray there? Why? The need is clear to them. How do we pray in this house? 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah? You see people crying, oh God. We're not talking about arranged prayer warriors. You know, there are arranged versions in South. Just to do a donkey, and the video is camera. That's not prayer. In fact, that's useless. How do you, I've seen prayer meeting when I was in North, when I was serving in Jigawa. That we hear that they say something, by the time couples are praying, it's not, you will know this kind of prayer. This one is not, stir up now. There's no stir up now. The needle is enough to stir them. Do you know when you go to preach in a place that there are plenty and you lack utterance? When you come back, you will pray.
Yes,
you don't understand. I know what I'm telling you. I've been to a place before and I messed up. And God gave me an open door. When I came back, they gave me food I could not eat. I could, because my wife understands. And she understands. I said, they gave me space. I could not affect people eternally. I have a need. All translate. I can declare fasting. You see, because the need has come to you. The need makes you to heed to God in prayer. You will begin to look for, you say, God, I have a need. Now, you promised me, you have given me, but I will not stop declaring your word until it manifests. That's, and see, Satan fears you for that. That's what they used to say, Satan fear a man of prayer. Because the man that depends on God, God cannot abandon. God can do it. He said, for God to do it is to deny himself. Say that. It's like my daughter should say, Daddy, please now, depending on you. Say, go away. I'm an irresponsible father. So God is not irresponsible. Joseph is dependent on him. No, we must defend him. That's why this, what made Daniel pray? He said, when Daniel read and saw the time of captivity is over, what are we still doing here? Oh God, the first day answer came. Prince of Persia block. But Daniel said, as long as the answer has not come, and I've already read that we have passed the year, it was the need. What made Nehemiah to build the temple? And answers came for him from the king. The need overwhelmed him. He started fasting and his countenance fell. The king saw it and said, Kilo share. He said, let them, the walls are broken. I found out that every man who saw the need do exploits. How did Deborah responded? Because there's an enemy against Israel. Are you with me? What made Esther to prevail? The need that Haman was going to kill the Jews. Did she eat for 3 days? All her cabinet, did they eat? Mordecai, did he eat? The need came. Fasting was called. You see, you're fasting strongly. Will I break by 12? Like, you are still struggling to break by 12 and 3. Because what? What makes you break by 6? Need. It's needy. You see, when I break by 1, 2, I know that the need has lost its focus. So when, sometimes I go back to say, Lord, make the need serious to my heart. I have seen time, ask my wife, I've seen times just say, should I bring your food? Don't bring it now. Because suddenly the need came again and say, but if God does not help. You know, you can do ministry for 45, 50 years and no impact.
Listen.
Eh? Listen. And God will be supplying you. You will be eating. You. I know your testimony will not pass. God is supplying us. But no serious impact. That need of an impact will make you what? So imagine you praying. Why will you do quiet time? There's a need of freshness that has overwhelmed you. You wake up by 4. You won't sleep back. If you sleep back, you'll be angry. You'll be angry at yourself because you know that I have a need of hearing God every day. You see, it's that need that draws us in the morning. Are you following me? Why will a man not backslide? He has a need with God. Please pray one more time. Give me an understanding of how needy I am. let me ask you. The journey, like we are practicing, no, this is a family. The journey you are about to move now with this woman, how needy are you? No, how needy are you? You are trusting God to have clarity of ministry so that I don't miss it and end up in the bush. How needy are you? So who should be there? You are still there, studying the Bible, waiting. Do you measure that kind of prayer? You measure your need. Not the time you spent in prayer. It's the need you measure. What did God tell you and your husband? What did God say to you and promise you, Brother Ife, in campus? Has it come to pass? No. That's how needy you are. Until you see it, you will not pray. Okay. I'm supposed to be operating at a level, and God told me that this level you're supposed to be operating, but you are not operating there. They have shown me my need. They have just shown me my need. They say presently now, you're supposed to have passed some level of thought and thinking. Crucified life should be a thing of the past. You are still strong with crucified life. Do you know this is what you are missing and I can't use you effectively? Now, brace up now, son. You know, Holy Ghost has just shown me my need. If that need is clear enough, there's no realization of prayer. Let me ask you. When my wife was in the hospital laboring for 12 hours, do you know I prayed like a stupid man, if there's any English like that? For the first time in my life, I prayed for 12 hours without knowing. You know why? Why? I saw people give birth. My own could not give birth. I didn't know when I was in the hospital. In the hospital. See, you don't mobilize people for prayer. Tell them the need. Show them the need. If they see the need, they will pray. Why was Jesus Christ staying all night? And you people, stay yonder while I go to pray. What is making him pray? They say, Jesus, no, this need is serious. So you see him not tired. What killed tiredness is the overwhelming understanding of a need. Do you know I was tired? But when my wife could not give birth, what will I do? I was praying. Even when I slept, after being tired, that's in the physical. You know when you pray sleep? You pray to sleep, and if they mistakenly wake you up, what will come out of your mouth again? Prayer. I want you to pray. From today, may I never see myself as a complete man. May I never arrive and think ever that I don't need you. If and practilocrins approve a tada sinner. If I don't hear God, I am lost. My family will crumble except you help me. Oh God, help me to pray. Help me to see the need of my life. Help me to see it, oh God. Without you, Baba. Oh Lord, you are ramping up that prayer in 2 minutes, and I made the last statement. I pray. Oh Jesus, help me to see the need, oh God. Help me to see the need, oh God. Ah! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How needy am I, Lord? I'm so needy, oh God. I'm so needy, oh God. Oh Jesus. I'm so needy, oh God. And I know you say you will not turn me away. You will not turn me away. When I come, you will not turn me away. When I come, you will know, oh, Jesus. Alabraka shanda la braga da galata. Neko sebrede kousa da barabalate. Shamba to venenga banda gaste lebra diash. Let it overwhelm me. Let it overwhelm me. Shanda kona makru sebelete. There is no answer for a man that has no need. He has to be needy for heaven to respond to him. This is what makes prayer prayer. Your need or the need of others. Please, can we pray that the Lord will deliver us from a careless heart? Sometimes we see need, but we will not pray. No. It means we did not see a need. There will be a need sometimes, but we don't consider it as need. Let's ask God to deliver us from such a careless heart. A need will be around like this. We will not see it as need. Oh God, deliver my heart from distractions, self-arrogance, that I can handle it in another way. The first way to handle every need is prayer. The first way to handle every need is prayer.